Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on February 23 regarding Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E, Price, P-R-I-C-E. As you know, previously evaluated, Mr. Price has described in my report of 1-4-19. Per you have advised, he received an award of 15% partial total on 9-10-19 and has now reopened his claim. Period. He's now a 73-year-old male who again relates he was injured at work in 2017, but he was unloading stock off of a truck and injured his lower back down his buttocks. Period. He went to the emergency room in Vineland. Period. He had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. Paragraph, additional medical records show he was evaluated on 10-2-18 by Dr. Cataldo, period. He offered impairment ratings of the thoracic spine and lumbar spine, period. He also was seen by Dr. Testaiuti. He referred him for lumbar injection consult on 12-2-20, period. He also ordered a new lumbar spine MRI. Period. New paragraph, this was done on 3-25-21 and compared to the study of 4-14-16. Period. That earlier study was before the subject event of 11-16-17. Period. Insert the results as marked. He continued to see Dr. Testaiuti through 6-29-21. Period. At that time, he ordered additional physical therapy and recommended a home exercise program for a diagnosis of low back pain. Period. At that juncture, he was on Social Security, period. He also underwent an IPG evaluation on 1-7-21 to assess the status of his cardiac pacemaker, period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. There was a scar on the left anteromedial shin, measuring approximately 5 inches in length. Birdie states this was to do surgery on a deep vein thrombosis. Here the rest of that section is normal, spine cervical. Inspection revealed a forward held posture, but preserved low dotted curve. The rest of that section is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He changed position slowly and was able to squat and rise. Period. He identified the locations of discomfort on the left lower back and left leg. Period. However, these were not tender to palpation. But he also complains of numbness in the left calf and left toes, secondary to the surgery for DVT. Period. At 65 degrees, he had low back tenderness without reticular complaints during supine straight leg raise maneuvers. Period. This maneuver is entirely negative on the right. Period. Impressions. Eugene Price was injured at work, as marked in my earlier report. Period. Since then, he received an order approving settlement in 2019, after which he reopened his claim. Period. He was then seen neurosurgically by Dr. Testaiuti. Period. An updated MRI was done on 3-25-21 and compared to a study of 2016. Period. Not surprisingly, it showed multi-level degenerative changes that progressed over time. Period. He received additional physical therapy and was discharged from care on 6-29-21. Period. In paragraph, the current exam found he had full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spines. Period. lifts the punch straightly, raise maneuver at 65 degrees on the left. He had low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired, this is not clinically significant. Paired neural tension signs were negative. Period. In paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation are the same as will be marked in my prior report to be inserted. End.